Locker room chats are continuing here tonight on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're talking Horton Charger basketball. We got the girls' coach and Bailey Lanter joining us, and a lot to dissect here. It's brought to you by Union State Bank. Of course, going to get a couple weeks off for the holiday break, and a couple games to talk about with Coach Lanter here. Let's start Friday last week, Coach. A big bounce back. You know, you played Hiawatha before that game against Pleasant Ridge. You had an opportunity in the Hiawatha game, but they win it by 7. You bounce back, go to Pea Ridge, you win it 54-33. So let's start with that game against the Rams last Friday. What'd you take away? What'd you like from your team in that performance?
I was really pleased with the way, like you said, that the girls bounced back. I think we've had a lot of kind of close games here and tough battles here before Christmas, and I think we've had plenty of opportunities where we could have just quit and shut down and gave up and kind of threw in the towel, but the girls really bounced back last Friday. You know, took us a little bit to get warmed up in that first half, and then we, you know, made some adjustments and kind of refocused at halftime, and we were able to come out and kind of pour it on in the second half and, yeah, definitely get a good win. You know, and it's always nice to get a win in the league, so.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, and I had a chance to catch you guys on a Tuesday night. You guys traveled to Donovan West, a top 10 team, you know, in the 2A classification. You guys have played some really good teams here in the early portion of the season, and you've been, you know, in your losses, they have all been relatively close, and you've certainly had opportunities. You know, we mentioned the Hiawatha game. Before that, it was Perry LeCompton, who's a much improved team in the Big East. And then you go to D West on Tuesday night. Mustangs do get the win 56-44. You know, take us back to that one, leading the way in that one on a Tuesday night. It was Kansas Keough who had 11, but then you had five other girls with at least five or six. So, I mean, the scoring was a little bit balanced. Seemed like you certainly had some opportunities to make runs there, but D-West getting the win. What'd you take away from Tuesday night?
Yeah, D-West is a good team. You know, they're really solid. Perry Smith is doing good things there with those girls. And it was, you know, a hard-fought battle, and I felt like our girls, like you said, we definitely had opportunities to close the gap and to put ourselves in a position to take the lead. We just never could quite edge out the Mustangs. So, you know, looking to just fix some things, looking to, you know, tweak some things on our end to put us in a better position to, like I said, you know, get back in a position to take the lead or, you know, to win some of these close games. But I certainly think, you know, I agree, we've had some tough teams that we've come up against here before Christmas, but it gives us an opportunity to kind of see what we're made of, gives us an opportunity to, you know, identify the things that are working and the things that aren't working and or things that need to be adjusted so that we can make, you know, a good run at it in the long haul after Christmas break.
Yeah, you guys get a couple weeks off, but before it, you get one more game on Friday night. You return home to take on Oskaloosa. Don't look now, but this Bears team is off to a 5-0 start, and they beat McClouth 55-6 earlier this week. They beat Perry by 4. They've also beat Valley Falls, as well as Pleasant Ridge, and then Riverside. So they've played some good teams, and they have yet to lose a game. What can you tell us about Oskaloosa and closing out the 25 portion of the schedule?
Yeah, Oskaloosa is going to be tough. You know, they've got a good coach in Tanya Kramer, and she's got them playing some good ball. And, you know, we're going to have to come out. We're going to have to be aggressive. We're going to have to play good defense. You know, we can't find ourselves in foul trouble. You know, and I think we're going to need to utilize our size and strength inside to, you know, really control the boards. And, you know, I think we've definitely got it in us. We're just going to have to play some good ball because, like you said, right now, Oski certainly is. So,
finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, of course, we're coming up on the holiday break. We're going to have a couple weeks off here with our locker room chats. I'll close it out with this. What is your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, I was just talking to some of my students about this today. It's an oldie, but it's a goodie. I really like White Christmas.
Oh, classic. Yeah.
So, yes, definitely a classic and certainly one of my favorites.
Yeah, the high school kids these days, I don't think, I would say 99% of them have probably not seen or even heard of White Christmas, but an absolute classic.
No, probably not. It doesn't have Will Ferrell in it, so of course we don't know that Christmas movie. So
yeah, absolutely. That's great stuff as always. That is Bailey Lanter, Horton girls basketball coach, joining us. A 1-1 week since we last spoke, went against Pea Ridge and then a loss at D West. They'll close it out at home Friday against Oskaloosa, then a couple weeks off before the 26th portion of the schedule begins. Coach, thanks again for all the time. Enjoy the couple weeks off, and we'll talk to you here soon.
Great. Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it.